Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What's good? What's good? What's good?
Morning. How you doing there, Max?
Good morning to you.
Doing well.
Key, we got Twitter going in the storm today.
Why? What happened?
People saying that we're sensitive athletes and downers. And,
Downers?
We're defending Mike McCarthy and what are we defending Ben Simmons. And I'm like, wow. So an alternate.
No, we're not defending. We're just trying to that we can't give a different view and perspective on the way we see things.
It's exactly.
We're not defending him. He's not playing good basketball. That's just the bottom line. He's not playing what they thought when they drafted him. Let's just put it that way.
The Ben Simmons thing is wild because he was hurt also, but he's a guy who was playing at a certain level very quickly, right? Now, we expected him to get better and better from that, but he hasn't even approached that level again, but he's at an age where you would think that would be possible. Guys, think of how many things he did as well as just about anyone who ever lived, maybe better at his size. His handles, his court vision, his passing, his defense, his
he can still do all of that. He just can't score.
That's what's so perplexing is how do you go from that to this? It's just so I think people are trying to get their heads around it.
It's pretty apparent to me though. Like even when you hear him talk, I was watching TNT. This is like probably 7 or 8 nights ago, and Shaq and Charles Barkley and these guys are talking about it, Key, and Kenny Smith was trying to talk about one game he had 13 assists and 9 rebounds and how he was doing things in the defensive end, the passing and the rebounding, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Shaq and Charles, they had points too about like, well, you got to at least look at the rim. There feels to be some block to me for Ben Simmons offensively. And
what if he just says, that's all I want to do is I want to do exactly what I'm doing. I don't want to look at the rim. I just want to play defense. I want to steal the ball. I want to rebound. And at times I want to facilitate. That's all I want to do.
At a certain point, it's like the yips. It's like Chuck Knobloch for the Yankees suddenly couldn't throw to first base. He was a good second baseman. Suddenly he just couldn't throw. Ben Simmons never could shoot.
But he used to be aggressive in his way he would attack. And all of a sudden, the Atlanta series with the 76ers, he got the yips in real time. And it happened on the national scene, and he hasn't been able to get
over it. When you see something like Ben Simmons with the shooting key, or that's why I'm likening it to Chuck Knobloch, is – there is something wrong. There is some psychological issue, right? It's not just physical, and I think that's why people are very kind of interested.
I don't know if it's psychological. Maybe he just doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, but Key, it has to be because, frankly, every offseason, what do we see? We see, like, from somebody who pays attention to social media, you see all the Ben Simmons highlights. Him shooting that thing, like, well, damn, he's shooting it, working out with his trainer, shooting the lights out, pickup games, shooting fadeaways.
Yeah, but when the lights turn on and you're in front of 30,000 people,
that's what I'm saying. I'm good. I don't want to do it. Speaking of Philadelphia, guys, there's a Philadelphia team in the Final Four in the NFL. Nick Sirianni. The inevitable Michael Jordan comparison compares Jalen Hurts to Michael Jordan. This is the head coach of Philadelphia Eagles on Saturday.
I know this is high praise, but to have him out there is like having, I shouldn't even go there, but like his having like Michael Jordan out there, like he's your leader. He's your leader. He's your guy. He's your, like that's, hopefully that's the biggest respect I can pay to him, comparing to his ability to being on the field, to a Michael Jordan type. Like this guy leads. He brings this calmness to the entire team. He plays great football. He's tough as they come. Yeah. I mean, to me, there ain't nobody has played any better football than him this year.
Let's not get bogged down in the MJ comparison.
Yeah.
Even Sirianni's like, I don't know if I should invoke his name.
I don't have a problem with him saying from a leadership standpoint, when we got him out on the field, when you got Michael Jordan out on the court or Kobe Bryant on the court, LeBron James on the court, Kevin Durant on the court, Kyrie Irving on the court, your chances of succeeding is greater. That's basically what he's saying. That's all he's saying.
I was thinking about this.
He getting ready to take over the NFL like Jordan took over the NBA.
I was thinking about this, Key, and you were early on identifying the fact that he was throwing what you call handoffs. I mean, the guy can throw the ball. I was thinking about Jalen Hurts has so many great attributes. How would you rank them all? In my mind, I would say work ethic first, right? Like all you ever hear, coach's son, he works harder than ever. He's working on everything. I would say number two is probably leadership skills. Number three, key, I know he runs it really well, and that's what makes him special. The way he's been throwing the deep ball recently, I don't know. I might put three.
I hate it, Max, because you use recently. Since he's been doing this since college Oklahoma.
Yeah, I get it, but it's so
drives
consistent
me. I just had a conversation with somebody yesterday about Jalen Hurts and his ability to throw the football and the ability to do certain things. And we talked about where he was drafted at. What a shame and what a crime that the kid was taken in the second round, which is fine because he gets to the money easier. And he's going to get to the money. But if he was taken in a higher slot, you would view him differently.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm.
And that's wrong, though.
Jay, it's so crazy that you think about Jalen Hurts. Who are the other guys in the league he's connected to through his story, right? Well, he loses his job to Tua. Who would you rather have, Hurts or Tua? Hurts. For me, I think we can all agree. Okay. He goes to a program that had produced two also kind of undersized, at least in terms of height, quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. He does the same thing they did. They both go first overall. He goes in the second round. Who'd you rather have? Jalen Hurts or Baker or Kyler?
Jalen Hurts.
Isn't that amazing?
Close.
Yeah, it's not close. it's not close. Just,
you know, and then people can say, well, what if you put them in this system with – No. If you took Kyler Murray and you put him with Nick Sirianni, or you took Baker Mayfield and you put him with Nick Sirianni, no.
You see the way the whole team responds to Hurts.
We often talk about this.
So yeah. Literally, from knowing Jalen for the past 6 or 7 years, one of the toughest-minded individuals I've ever met. Mm. It doesn't matter what you put in front of them. Key, you know you meet dudes like this sometimes in sports and in life. Doesn't matter what you put in front of them, they're going to find a way through now.
Right.
They're going to find a way around or through.
Absolutely.
They'll come up with something. Because that's who he is.
It's amazing. People talk about like business and their business ideas and stuff. Jay and I were talking about this earlier. Like, you know, the idea almost doesn't matter. It's not that it doesn't matter at all. The question, it's the person behind it, right? Yep. You're going to run into 1,000 obstacles. Who is going to be the person to just not let that stop them and be an excuse, but to figure it out? That business is going to succeed. You show me a certain type of personality, I don't care what the idea or the business is. They're going to make a success of it, right? Jalen Hurts. And by the way, Kyler Murray, key, when people say Kyler would be the same, look at the way the defense responds to Jalen Hurts. His defense, everyone wants to play with the dude.
But what happens is people don't look at all of that. What they look at is what he did in college.
And which was a lot, by the way.
They say, well, Kyler Murray won a Heisman, so he did a lot in college. But they look at that and they go, oh, if we just insert him into their styles are the same. It's like, no, it's not. People respond to Jalen Hurts differently. I've never seen Kyler Murray in a pro interview. I don't know about college, but in an interview, so to speak, where B-roll is showing him firing up the team, and the team is right there rallying around him, and him saying to the team, "It's all in our hands. We could do it this way." I've never seen that sort of stuff.
So, Key, if Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow on the verge of becoming a $50 million a year quarterback.
Oh, Jalen Hurts easy.
You said those two?
Yes, they're on the verge of becoming that. Like that's what the market's going to dictate.
Put it this way.
That's where they should be.
But they got two notorious ownership groups that really don't like to turn it in like that.
But that's where Jalen Hurts is in that same discussion.
By the way, you know how I feel about Justin Herbert?
$50 million a year. Yes.
He will have gone further than Hurts. I mean, further than Herbert, and probably going to equal Joe Burrow.
Hey, you know how much I love Justin Herbert. If I had to rank every quarterback in the NFL right now, I go Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, Hurts 3. Hurts 3. I got to jump him ahead of Lamar, who's been hurt a bunch recently. Justin Herbert, who has not won a playoff game yet. Josh Allen, who I think is similar in a lot of ways to Hurts, but I like Hurts a little bit more, actually. By the way, Oklahoma.
Why do you like Hurts more?
I think Hurts is...
Because I told him to like him
more. There's nothing against Josh Allen's
leadership. Are the pieces around Hurts different?
There's nothing against Josh Allen's leadership. I think he's a good leader. Hurts might be the best leader in the NFL. Like there's an extra dimension to his leadership ability. He throws it down the field just as well.
You know what it is, Max?
Yeah.
You believe him.
Yeah, I believe Josh Allen, too, but there's something
I didn't say you didn't.
Yep.
That's not what I said. I just said you believe him.
Yeah.
And when you believe your teammate, you follow. Because you know the phony balonies. And he doesn't come across like that.
100%. Guys, can Alabama fans claim Jalen? By the way, I didn't even mention Mac Jones, right? I didn't even mention better than all these guys. Can Alabama fans claim Jalen Hurts?
Can they claim him in terms of what? Say he went to Alabama?
Well, can Ohio State fans claim Joe Burrow?
Nope.
Then no.
No, you mean like that's our guy, he played for us. Yeah, then you know, he played for us, we rock with him, all that. No, they can't. They can, but they really shouldn't.
Lincoln Riley can.
That's right. That's well
Lincoln
put.
Lincoln Riley
they
can.
Can't claim Joe Burrow if you're Ohio State. You cannot. Some
of us try. Trust me.
Right. You can claim Hurts if you're Alabama, but you should not. That's right.
You shouldn't, because his most of his big-time success came from Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. He played well when he was in at times at Alabama, but that success, that Heisman Trophy candidacy, came at Oklahoma. He became a pro quarterback at Oklahoma under Lincoln Riley.
I do really wish we can go back and revisit time, and if we have Nick Saban on the show, go into asking him what made him choose Tua over Jalen Hurts.
I can tell you without Nick telling you.
Tell me.
Threw that touchdown pass, man. Mm-hmm. And when you throw that touchdown pass and win that national championship, and it was already close, because Tua was a hell of a college quarterback, and even a better quarterback in high school.
Good pro
quarterback. He was very high. He was highly recruited. He should have been a Trojan, but whatever. And then you look at how close they were, Jay. And once he threw that touchdown, it's like, okay. Now, even though they went into the offseason in a competition, it wasn't really – come on, anybody that know anything, it wasn't going to be – it was a competition for
I know you love Hurts, Key. I give him extra credit when you're like – I think it takes a little credit away if you're like, but he's always been doing X, Y, or Z. He didn't used to see the middle of the field. He sees it perfectly now. He has improved enormously as a pro player. That's where the work ethic comes in.
How has he not been seeing it? He wasn't – you make it sound like he was throwing interceptions across the middle of the field. He was throwing balls over people's heads.
No, but there were guys open that he didn't see.
That's not true.
There were guys open he didn't see, Key. Come on.
Are
you saying he hasn't gotten better?
In the first year as a starting quarterback in the National Football League, Peyton Manning was missing dudes.
Yeah, that's okay. So he got better. So did Jalen Hurts.
But you're going to grow in your position, okay? That's just how it is. Jamar Chase was dropping footballs when he entered the NFL. He doesn't drop him anymore.
In other words, Key saying same kind, different degree, but same kind from the beginning. Patrick Mahomes is dealing with a high ankle sprain. What exactly goes into the recovery so he can play this weekend? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Mahomes is hurt after a gain of 4 yards. He's holding his right knee.
What makes Patrick special is the stuff that he does that we go, ha, what? So can he be that guy in the AFC title game? And now you're banged up?
He's going to play. So, I mean, that's his mindset.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by Stefania Bell, ESPN injury analyst. Morning, Stefania.
Good morning.
How serious is Patrick Mahomes' injury?
Well, let's put it this way. It could have been worse, so we can always look at that. But this is a tough injury to come back from in a week. Even if you have a mild high ankle sprain, it's typically more than a week to resolve. And when you're talking about somebody with the mobility of Patrick Mahomes, that's what's going to be tough. You might get him back on the field. We won't know that till later this week. But can he be the guy that's brought you to this point in the season? That'll be the big question.
Stefania, when I saw him in the first half when the injury occurred, then I saw him in the second half after he went inside, and maybe a little Dr. Wizard helped him out a little bit. He looked like a different player in the second half than he did in the first half. He was able to gut it through and play it. And typically on high ankle sprains, you cannot do that. Why was he able to do it, and with the rest over these several days, what will that injury be like come Sunday?
Well, I think you're being a little generous because he still struggled. If you watched him in the second half, he still could not put weight on that ankle, and he played differently. I mean, he was standing in the pocket. They were not using his scrambling ability because they knew he couldn't maneuver the same way. So we've seen Patrick Mahomes gut through injuries before. If you remember, he had that turf toe injury, and he took them all the way to the end of the year, had surgery in the offseason, and really downplayed it. That was a serious injury. So no questioning his toughness, but I still think he was quite limited in the second half. In terms of what happens this week, it's really all about trying to get the inflammation down and resting it so that he can be a little bit more functional. There's not much magical that you can do for this type of injury because it is the high ankle. We don't have great tape jobs, brace jobs, to be able to stabilize that area. So he's going to be playing through some discomfort regardless. It's an area that typically you don't want to inject pregame because you want to make sure that you don't lose feeling in that area around the ankle. That's also critical in terms of being able to perform and to protect yourself. So it is just a matter of toughing it out. And I think each day this week they'll be assessing. At first it'll be rest. You know, they're not going to look at much. But as it gets closer to game time, can he be functional and can he protect himself?
Stefania Bell, ESPN injury analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Stefania, how much concern is left for Jalen Hurts at this point?
Well, it gets better each week that he is removed from the injury, right? And I think you saw a different player this week than you did when he first came back in week 18. And there was a lot more caution with him on the running, I thought, in that week 18 back. And Nick Sirianni talked about him still being sore. You know, an SC sprain doesn't get a lot of attention because it's not that common as far as shoulder injuries go, only makes up about 5% of them. And even though it's a very tiny joint, you know, right at the center where your collarbone meets your chest plate, it's still critical for normal shoulder mechanics. And even when you run, you get a little bit of movement there. So these injuries typically take 4 to 6 weeks to recover from, sometimes a little longer in a thrower because of the shoulder mechanics. And I think now that we're 5 weeks out, he looked pretty good this past week. You add another week to it, there'll be 6 weeks this coming weekend. I think he's getting to the back end of the injury, and I don't think there's as much concern. You still want to avoid getting taken down hard on that shoulder, but you always want to avoid that if you're a quarterback.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, Stefania, what player left of these four games has an injury that we're really not paying close attention to, but it could affect the outcome of the game other than these two quarterbacks?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. I don't really have a good answer ready at the tip of my tongue. You know, I think the big ones are being called out. I think the ones that are hidden are the guys in the trenches. You know, and you look at like Lane Johnson and some of the injuries that the offensive line players are dealing with that don't get as much attention. And that's where some of the struggles are, because they're critical in terms of protecting the quarterback. And if they're struggling, you'll ultimately see that play back to the quarterback. So I think that, you know, we've seen that on the 49ers side, they've been able to get past a couple big injuries. Guys like Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel, Deebo's still, you know, kind of fresh off the high ankle sprain that he had, and Christian McCaffrey dealing with some soft tissue injuries that are sort of being managed by him sharing time with Elijah Mitchell. I think as long as they can continue to manage those things, it won't really show up to the average fan, if you will, but it'll be critical for them getting through the next round.
Stefani, before we let you go, Kyle Shanahan said he'd be surprised if Jimmy G was ready. How surprised would you be?
I'd be surprised, but I could also see this. I mean, look at this story, right? San Francisco has such an interesting story in terms of what happened from their quarterback situation, going from Trey Lance to surprise Jimmy Stan with the team coming off shoulder surgery. He, you know, is this amazing inspiration for the team, sticking around, playing as well as he did till he had that fracture in his foot. If you're the 49ers and the bone healing looks adequate, even if he's not in the football shape you would ideally prefer, how could you not activate him for the Super Bowl should they get there?
That is Stefania Bell, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN Radio. Thank you, Stefania.
All right, Stefania.
ESPN injury analyst Stefania Bell. People want to talk. Listen, not only Jalen Hurts, and we were talking Jalen Hurts, but also the Cowboys and Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes is a big, big deal, and his supremacy is being threatened. It's being challenged, really, for the first time in his career since he first touched the ball as a starter. Mike in Ohio, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Willimax.
Hey, you're a lot of fun. I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
Kansas City during the regular season only beat three teams with winning records and barely winning records. So are they overrated for this championship game?
Overrated?
Why?
They're one-point underdogs at home.
The market is actually rating them pretty accurate.
Yeah, but they only beat three teams with winning records.
You think they should be bigger than a point underdog at home?
Oh, I think so.
What do you think, Key?
I mean, I think they're not as good as what people think. Mm-hmm. I think KC's going to – I mean, Cincinnati's going to beat them like they beat Buffalo.
Key?
You know, the way that I look at that, you only play who they put in front of you. I can't worry about where your records were at when I played you and what your percentages are. If you come on my field – and I beat you, I beat you. And if I lose to you, I lose to you. Doesn't mean anything at the end. Kansas City's playing Cincinnati, because I'm sure we could scrub through Cincinnati's schedule and start looking at where were those teams at when they beat them. They beat the Baltimore Ravens with a backup quarterback by, what, 4 points, Max? I think it was four.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you see what I'm saying? Like, they beat Baltimore at home with a backup quarterback that they, with 11 minutes to 10 minutes to go in the game, had a chance to take the lead, dove over the top when he really should have dove underneath. They punched the ball out, and they score a miracle touchdown.
And by the way, you're, as Coach Herm Edwards has been saying recently, you know, you're built to play in your division. They're 6-0 in the division. Like, the Chiefs are very, very good. Could Andy Reid retire if he won another Super Bowl?
Ooh!
Plus, can Alabama fans rep Jalen Hurts? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America.
Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Mahomes is hurt after a gain of 4 yards. He's holding his right knee.
What makes Patrick special is the stuff that he does that we go, ha, what? So can he be that guy in the AFC title game? And now you're banged up?
He's going to play. So, I mean, that's his mindset.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, guys.
Yo, Key, word up. When I watch Patrick Mahomes throw, it's like Spider-Man. You know, like when he does like the web, like it's like he just slings.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten into trouble in his career doing that.
Side throw, man.
Once a couple of them get away from him.
You think he'll stop?
No. He just hasn't gotten into trouble. It started.
Well, he was throwing picks. It was last year at the beginning of the year. Remember?
Yeah, but that had more to do with coverage and what they were doing to take some of the stuff away. It had nothing to do really with him. It just had to adjust.
No, yeah,
Once they made the adjustment, it was a wrap.
It was Eric Bieniemy's fault. That's what it was.
Of course.
Oh, stop. Dude, what are you doing? We're trying to get
just,
Eric.
I'm
what
joking.
Are you doing?
I'm joking.
What are you doing, Jay? So, what I was going to say is it started, I feel like his second year as a full-time starter, on a Monday night, Von Miller was chasing him, and he was rolling to his left,
and he
took the ball and threw it to his left with Von Miller on his backside. And it seemed like that started all the little stuff, the baseball stuff. You know, it was one of them crazy Patrick Mahomes moments. I mean, he's ridiculous, though. Yeah, but a lot of this stuff that he's doing is baseball. Like that flip you saw against Denver, that's a routine scoop at Sharp Max. With the glove and flip it over the second and make the double play. That's all that is.
You see
him. You see Kyler Murray do that. You see Jalen Hurts do all those dudes that got a little Justin Fields, that little baseball in them. They do some of those things. But, you know, Max, you could possibly do some of that.
No disrespect.
The jeans alone.
No, they've been in my ear saying Max seems to be sneaky fast.
No, actually not. I'm sneaky slow
fast.
As a matter of
fact. No, they said you sneaky fast.
Yep.
First time in the building.
Family man.
Last time. That they're my ear saying it.
Extension of the coach on the field.
Extension of the producer.
There is no disrespect to anyone in the NBA. It looks different when Ja Morant does it to me. I just speak for myself. I put my eyeballs on Ja Morant, and when he does things, it looks different to me.
Than Patrick Mahomes?
No, okay. In the NBA. Patrick Mahomes is that in the NFL. You put your eyes on him, you go, no one looks like that. Nobody.
It's a quarterback.
And then you look at the numbers and you go, he also has the best numbers. And then you look up and he's always in the championship game.
It's almost like he makes, like, obviously he has a traditional quarterback strengths, right? And the arm strength and things of that sort. But it's almost like he makes basketball-like passes with the football.
See what we have to do? He has to go to baseball. You have to go to basketball.
You're going to different sports.
He transcends the sport. In every sport, every now and then, you get a guy who transcends the sport, and to compare him to other players in his own sport doesn't quite do it. You have to start looking for other sports to say, you know.
Well, because he's different. He's so athletic, and a lot of the things that he does from an off-schedule standpoint makes it on your highlight reel on this just in. Where other people, they may throw the ball, and the results may be the same, but his is different, right? It's like the Jay in basketball, Michael Jordan. It's just soaring through the air, and he takes it, and he didn't have to do that. He just did that just to do it. He could have made the layup with the right hand.
He just decided to pull it down
and do that just to have all of us go, wow.
But when your eyeballs see it, and then your brain sees the numbers, and it goes together, and then you look at the team success, and it all rolls into one, you're like, well, this is that dude. So – NFL executive predictions could Andy Reid retire if he won another Super Bowl? So Jeremy Fowler asked a selection of top league executives to come up with bold takes only, right? So this does not necessarily, they're saying this is going to happen, but here's a bold take that someone thinks could happen.
Yeah.
So some themes emerge from the conversation. Andy Reid, here's the quote. I just think at some point he could make a life decision to walk away from the grind. An AFC scout said, I could at least see it. His 20 career playoff wins, Andy Reid, are tied with Tom Landry for second most by a head coach in NFL history, behind only Bill Belichick. He's done it with multiple quarterbacks. He is seeking to become the ninth head coach to reach 4 Super Bowls. Key, could you see Andy Reid walking away, and might the Chiefs be a possible destination for Sean Payton?
I thought he could have walked away the last time they were in the Super Bowl had he won. I mean, you got to think Andy Reid's been through a lot, not only in Philadelphia with his family personally, but here recently in Kansas City with his son and his family personally. And at some point in time, you've done a lot. Maybe he gets kicked up to the front office, maybe not. You asked the question, could Sean Payton? No, I don't see Sean Payton as an option if Andy Reid, for whatever weird reason, would decide that, you know, man, I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired. I want to just live my life and hang out on the beach in Southern California and kick back. Sean Payton going there probably wouldn't be a good idea because it would be hard to follow a Hall of Fame legendary potential coach like a Andy Reid, who is now potentially going to win his second Super Bowl. He will have been in 4. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame. Countless division titles, all the things that you could think of, right, Jay, on the mantle. It's hard as hell to do that when you're Sean Payton and you're trying to set your own legacy.
But, Jay, would you shy away from it if you had a chance to get Patrick Mahomes through his prime as your quarterback?
I wouldn't shy away from it if I was Sean Payton.
Right.
You don't have anything to gain, though,
yeah,
Jay.
But, like, I don't see Andy Reid, to me, even though he has been through a lot, just feels like a lifer.
Yeah.
He's a, yeah. Can, you know, like there's certain dudes like you meet like in the basketball gyms. I'm like, damn, man, you've been around this game for like 80 years.
That's what Key says about like, the D coordinator he wants to do with the dandruff
exactly.
on his shoulder.
Oh, and Key, the moment they step away, just everything goes really, really wrong really, really quick. You know
Stop.
What I mean? No, I'm just saying, though, we know people like that in different respective industries. And I was reading an article about Andy Reid this past summer where he was still talking about the fact that, you know, when they get to August, like the juices start flowing for him, and it makes him feel alive. And
man, he needs to keep like, coaching. He's so good.
Football keeps him going. Like that's who he is to me. I don't see that just being like, oh, I'm going to retire now.
The most likely scenario, I'm going to give you, because this is thinking out of the box or whatever. Here's the most likely scenario if this was to happen, in my opinion. Why do I have to say that?
You don't have to say in your opinion. You're not speaking anybody else's opinion.
Give Jay's opinion, King.
Yeah. Well, you do that, Max.
Jay's opinion.
Jay's opinion.
Max. Tell the world what
that's
I think.
That's why I
Max.
Told him to do it.
Yeah.
So you get kicked upstairs if you Andy Reid. You hover over the organization. You then pick and choose your successor. Is it going to be Eric Bieniemy? Is it going to be Spagnuolo? And I dare say this name. Is it going to be Matt Nagy? And I know, but this is what happens in these sort of situations in professional sports for a guy who's been a long tenured coach that wants to relax.
Jay thinks that Matt Nagy idea is ridiculous.
No, I'm just
I'm giving naming, Jay's opinion.
I'm naming guys that's on the staff. You got two guys that's been former head coaches. You got a guy who should be a head coach, but for whatever reason, he keep getting a runaround. So you got three guys that I could think of, maybe somebody else on the staff, but those three guys, you go upstairs, you start to deal with the personnel, you hover over it, while they're getting going. I mean, think about it. That's what all these dudes do Keith, in the coaching fraternity.
Let me ask you a real question here.
He said, Matt Nagy, why you Matt, do that to me?
I'm not even going there. I'm letting that one go. If that were to happen, I want your real unfiltered thought. Do you think Eric Bieniemy will really be in that discussion for Andy Reid?
I do.
You do?
I honestly do, yeah.
Okay. Where do you think he will rank?
I think he would probably be the first choice.
Wonder
That's
if he would
me.
Be met with any hesitation from ownership about that. I
don't think the Hunts. I don't think the Hunts are. I don't think the Hunts are even care about all that. I don't think that they are like that.
Yeah.
That they would worry about inexperienced head coach that's calling plays.
It just makes you really think, like, if he hasn't really gotten afforded opportunities outside the organization.
But that's on them. That's their loss.
I understand. For as much as they've been winning, though, like how that dynamic works. That's why I wanted
to ask. Well, yeah, I know. When you look at situations like the Rams, and they've plucked players or coaches off of the Rams staff over and over and over and over again, that guys have gone on and become head coaches because they were standing next to Sean McVay and he touched them on the shoulders. It's like Raheem Morris. It's a year that I think, you know, a guy, second-time head coach, defensive coordinator who just won a Super Bowl, although this year they did poorly as a team because of injuries and all sorts of stuff. I don't know that he'll get a real shot because they'll use the excuse based on the team suffering.
Yep.
You look at some of these other head coach, other coordinators that are winning and have the opportunity to become head coaches may get the opportunity a lot sooner and faster because their teams are winning.
So that wasn't the only prediction that you heard about Reed stepping away, NFL executives made, including where Tom Brady will play if he comes back. He's going to weigh in on it, and I'll tell you what Jay thinks. Coming up, Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Guys, Jeremy Fowler asked a bunch of NFL executives to make bold predictions. And one of them had a quote about Andy Reid maybe retiring. Another, well, they made a prediction about where Tom Brady will play if he comes back.
Ooh, I know where he's playing.
We're going to get to that in a second. But first, we want to get to some of your Jalen Hurts calls. Daryl in North Carolina, what you got?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Love your show. Totally disagree with Keith. Of course Alabama fans can claim Jalen Hurts. Where do you think he learned to compete? Where do you think he learned to be a good teammate? Where do you learn he learned how to be a professional and practice hard?
His
I guarantee you can go to any Alabama player in the NFL and ask them what's been tougher, their practices in the NFL or their practices at Nick Saban, Alabama. He was a great teammate for Carson Wentz. He supported Carson Wentz. He got benched at Alabama, stayed another year, and came in and helped them win the SEC championship. This, of course, going to the quarterback whisperer, Lincoln Riley, helped show that Jalen Hurts could run an NFL offense. That changed his trajectory. That's going to make him a lot of money because he went to the quarterback whisperer, Lincoln Riley. But he learned what you're seeing in Philadelphia is his leadership, his toughness, his next man up mentality, his next play mentality, how to play big, how to be calm in big games. Alabama.
Hey, slow down for a minute, dog. What's your name? Did we lose
Daryl from North Carolina.
Daryl, you do understand his dad is a high school football coach. So you do understand that you learn your traits and your skills and your leadership and all of those things from your parents, especially when we're talking about sports. You don't learn that from Nick Saban, Alabama. My whole point is, it's not that he didn't go to the school. It's not that he didn't graduate from the school. It's not that he didn't contribute to help them win. It's not any of that. He lost his job. He was no longer the starter. You can't claim him because he's having major success in the National Football League, and most of his success individually, might I say, came from Oklahoma. That's all. Now, if you want to claim him, you can claim him. I just don't think you can claim him, but if you want
to. No, you're saying you can, you just shouldn't.
Yeah, you can, you shouldn't. You go right ahead. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stealing.
He's the best Alabama quarterback, right?
Right, they're trying to claim he's better than Mac Jones.
Right? So it's like, oh, he has to be ours.
Tua.
Ain't nobody we got
of
better.
Of course. That's what you're supposed to.
No. Because if Nick Saban knew it, he would have chosen him.
It's almost like in basketball, for instance, Jay. At first. We're going to claim Kyrie. Even though Kyrie played three games at Duke. Or was it six?
It was 11.
11, but we're really gonna claim him.
They do.
As all.
They claim Kyrie. They do.
Wait,
but
I understand
Kyrie
that.
Transfer to another school. And
no, I understand
up.
That. That's why I said it's almost waiting. Like. It's almost like.
Was it?
That's all I'm saying.
There was more money waiting. There was more money. There was slightly more money.
Like
in the
I would get on UJ if y'all really was claiming Kyrie. Y'all don't really claim him.
Yeah, we claim him.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
Jay.
Yeah, we claim him. 100% they claim
no,
him.
No, y'all don't really claim him
he
like
chose
that,
us.
Though.
He didn't transfer to another school. He just went pro.
He just went pro after 11 games.
Again, he went pro again. Because he was
again. Like,
yeah, he went pro again. Because of the.
He went to
yeah.
another level.
He went to a
pro.
Higher level of
a
pro.
Higher level
pro. Yeah, with even more money.
That's the right way to put it.
It's legal now. NIL.
NIL.
All right. Yeah, we got time. Why not? Scott in Alabama. Claim Jalen Hurts?
Y'all got the Alabama people on my head now.
Yep.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Get him, Scott.
I got to disagree with old Darryl on the other line.
Oh,
absolutely
okay.
Ridiculous to claim Jalen. That guy was the most underappreciated quarterback to play at Alabama. I live here in Birmingham, listening to those fans talk every day about he can't do this, he can't do that.
Exactly.
Then after Tua threw that touchdown, it was lights out.
That's what I said.
Don't even try to claim it. Don't even do it.
What did I tell you, Max and Jay?
Okay.
Once he threw that interception, it was going to be a fake competition, even though Coach Nick, they already knew we're going to go into the season, we're going to competition, but let's just see how he responds. We really want to keep him here as our backup just in case it doesn't work out the way we think it. Yeah, playing games and doing that, you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, like, come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Lorenzo in Alabama. You're uh-oh. On KJM ESPN.
What is this,
Radio.
The Fall Pine Pine Bomb Show or something?
No.
It's the Fall Pine Bomb
Show. Here, fellas.
What's going
First
on?
First of all, the last guy was a fake. He must have been a USC fan or somebody like that.
Oh, man. Oh.
Listen to me. Hey, Max, I got to listen about the Giants about 30 minutes every day from you. But I want to give you a big war eagle. Here's why they claim him. I'm an Auburn fan, and I claim him in Alabama, too. Okay? At Oklahoma, did he make it to the championship game at Oklahoma?
No, he did not.
Okay, thank you. Okay. He made it to championship game, even though my Auburn Tigers did beat him, but he went to championship game at Alabama. The only reason he didn't win is because Nick Saban got into it with Lane Kiffin. Remember that ass chewing on the sideline?
Yes.
And Lane Kiffin left early. And I believe if Lane Kiffin would stayed at Alabama and coached in that championship game, then Jalen Hurt would have won the national championship. Okay. Another thing is the reason I count him as an Alabama, and I'm an Auburn fan. You know, Alabama claims 85 national championship, which is bullcrap, but they do get to claim him because when he got sat down, that guy showed so much class. He didn't bitch. He didn't gripe. I mean, the Auburn fans were pulling for him. And that's why Alabama fans get to claim him because of class that he showed. He's doing nothing but what he did at Alabama.
Well-reasoned,
that guy
guys. That's
class.
A well-reasoned
and
argument.
And I'm a damn Auburn fan, and I love the guy. He is an Alabama guy. I don't give a damn. Keyshawn, love you, but you're dead wrong on this. He won bigger games than Alabama. He had soft-ass conference over in Oklahoma, like when USC plays. They play in a sorry-ass conference.
Say, hey, you're not going to attack me on my own show. I'm going to do a Max. I got the button. Get rid of this guy.
It's not your show. It's the Paul Feinbaum show.
That's right, Paul Feinbaum.
It felt
but
like
he made
Paul
a well-reasoned.
Oh, we had three straight Alabama calls. Huh?
He took shots at USC, but Key, he made a well-reasoned argument about Jalen Hurts. He played in big games at Alabama.
Yeah, he did. He did. He played in big games at Oklahoma too.
Right, but therefore, someone in Alabama said, "Yeah, you could claim him if you're Oklahoma, but so could we."
I'm so fascinated. If we actually talk to
I'm
Jalen
talking
Hurts,
about his, I'm talking
I'm curious
about his
who he would say
success.
Actually helped him get closer to the level he is today. Lincoln Riley or Nick Saban?
He'd have a perfect answer for it. Whatever it would be, Jalen Hurts would answer that question perfectly.
I think he would tell you the truth.
Yeah, but however he did it, it would be perfect. All right. Mel Kiper just dropped his first mock draft. Are there any surprises? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.